This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Associate Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in Spokane, Washington. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Megan Barrett, President CEO of Northern Colorado Credit Union. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Thanks for coming. I think we're going to wrap up our first day with you. So how's it going? I mean, I know it's kind of day one of the conference, I guess.
Yeah, I started early this morning.
Oh, you did?
Small credit union roundtable.
Okay, how was that?
It was fantastic. Yeah. It was all about strategic planning and succession planning for the future, mm-hmm. and how important it is for your organization. And as a small credit union, it needs to be a focus.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt. And so, what are some of your expectations that you want to, or do you want to take away from this conference? Because I know you probably have an agenda mapped out on what sessions you're going to attend and who you're going to see, that type of stuff. So what's your plan of action for Go West MAX this year?
Obviously some vendors I really need to connect with, so that's fantastic. Some products and services I'd like to bring to our credit union, mm-hmm. so having some partners for that is always fantastic. And also connections with other new credit union mm-hmm. CEOs
and
like
you
myself.
I should have pointed that out in the beginning. You are a new president CEO of Northern Colorado Credit Union, so congratulations
yes.
on that. So
thank you.
Coming here and getting your feet wet, so to speak, right?
Yes. I was in the Legacy Mountain West Credit Union Association, went to their conference in April mm-hmm. as a new CEO, and now getting ready to embark on this.
Yeah.
I'm super excited with all the connections that you're able to make. I love the networking portion of it, and of course staying relevant and updated with mm-hmm. with all kinds of regulatory affairs that are going
yes.
on
fun.
Important for a small credit union
yeah.
because it can be very cost prohibitive
yeah.
sometimes to
yeah.
be able to move into the future if you're not doing things correctly.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And so being at a smaller credit union, what are some of the challenges that you guys are experiencing that maybe a conference like this can help out with?
Definitely staying relevant mm-hmm. on the regulatory side of things, making sure you're implementing things in a safe way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, having different partners out there that can help you with technology pieces, because at a small credit union, you can't afford to build it all yourself. You don't have internal programmers,
yeah.
so having those partners
yeah.
is extremely valuable
mm-hmm.
for a small credit union. And then making sure that you have other folks within the industry that you can look to for advice
yeah.
is extremely valuable.
Well, that's the beauty of our industry, is that you can reach out to anybody out there pretty much and go, hey, you know what, we're experiencing this. Can you, what are your thoughts on this type of stuff?
Absolutely.
Or what works and what doesn't work, that type of stuff. So yeah, and being a smaller credit union, I bet that is a huge help. I mean, because it sounds like, I mean, the credit industry in itself is one big giant resource.
Absolutely.
Because you can reach out to anybody and ask them, hey, how's that working at your credit union? So
I've been extremely fortunate to go through some different leadership programs, and being a recent graduate of Western Cuny Management School, the content is amazing, but it's really the network that you build and realizing you don't have to know everything,
mm-hmm.
but you know someone who knows
yeah.
what you're looking
yeah,
to,
and you can reach
to
out.
Explore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been helpful.
Good stuff. And so I want to get your thoughts on the merger. Of the Northwest Credit Union Association and the Mountain West Credit Union Association, because before you said you went to the Mountain West Credit Union Association's conference a few months ago,
yes.
but now the big merger has taken place, and now we're all here under one big roof here in Spokane. What are your thoughts on that and being together with three other states, so to speak?
I think it's more people to network with,
yeah.
which of course I've said has been extremely valuable for me. In the beginning, I was kind of nervous about the merger
mm-hmm.
Because I felt like the first foot forward was the bigger the better. And as a small credit union CEO, that's not how we always look at things, right?
Yeah.
But I've truly found that they've nurtured the small credit unions and helped to make you feel like your voice won't be lost.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I've actually absolutely loved the outcome of the merger, and I'm very supportive of it.
Oh, good. Well, glad to hear that stuff. So, and anything else from the conference that you want to take away or you want to mention just real quick?
I think I'm just excited to be together again.
Yes, aren't we all?
Yes, exactly. Getting back together, I think you just foster so many more relationships
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
way. So there's a whole lot of breakout sessions, and I wish I could attend them all.
I know, I hear that.
So my
Me
VP
too.
And myself are going to divide and conquer.
There you go.
And be able to gather as much content as possible. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. The other exciting thing that I'm discovering, maybe I'm just kind of recognizing at this conference because I've talked to so many new president and CEOs of credit unions. And I find that very exciting for the industry because we have these, obviously the folks that have been in that office for a couple of decades have really set the table nicely for the next generation of leaders. And so the next generation gets to come in and try out their ideas and their strategies and their tactics. And so what's your take on that and being part of that group? Because it sounds like we kind of have this freshman class of new CEOs coming in. It's really exciting for the industry, I think.
And we're kind of all connecting with each other as well. And Go West made that possible today with a new credit union CEO get together. And it's wonderful to be able to hear different ideas and the backgrounds we came from and to know that you have some camaraderie with that. I think learning from those that have been in the industry for so long and then having those connections gives you the confidence to kind of blaze your own trail.
So
that's what I'm looking forward to is being able to still foster great relationships with members that are used to things a certain way, but attract new ones that want the best technology and the service and products for them.
Yeah, because there's so many, not only are there new leaders in the industry, but there's so much newness as far as, like you said, technology, you know, operations, regulatory, all the compliance stuff going on out there.
Yes.
So there's a lot to handle there. And I just came from another conference, the Underground Collision, where people were talking about how the younger generations just aren't banking like the previous generations are. And so that's going to be something top, you know, a top priority on your agenda as well, I would think, being a new CEO.
Yes,
handling
and I'm kind of in the middle because I grew up in banking. Like, it's really the only professional career I've had has been in banking. So I do have a lot of those legacy ideas in my head of how things should go.
Right.
But even myself, I have a younger staff, and they're opening my eyes to so many alternatives out there. And we need to be relevant within the banking industry. So they're even pushing me forward.
Oh, good.
As well.
Good. Well, it's a team effort for sure.
Absolutely.
So good stuff. All right, Megan. Well, anything else to add to wrap up here? I've really enjoyed this conversation. I wish I could go on a lot. I know you got lots of stuff on your plate, but thank you so much for coming by. And
absolutely.
Wish I could pick your brain a little bit longer, but I know you got stuff to do. But maybe another time.
Yes.
Maybe another time.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Megan. All right, Megan Barrett from Northern Colorado Credit Union here at Max. So welcome, and thanks again for your time.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.